five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll stand beside Chief Cody at the scene of the fire in the Mechanical Standards Building, where Tim Collins, with other men of the rescue company, has penetrated the vault where a man is imprisoned. But first, there's just time for this message. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the scene of the fire in the Mechanical Standards Building, where Chief Cody commands the fight against the blaze that has swept through the second floor. He has pulled his men out of the building, admitting that...
We've lost the first round, boys. That floor isn't safe. Pull out. We'll fight her from outside.
But the chief is waiting for just the right moment to close in, and has ordered the engine companies to pour tons of water through the windows from outside, using his aerial ladders as water towers. And now, he hails a member of the rescue company.
Cabo! Private Cubble, get down into that basement. Tell Captain Jellybone is trying to pull out. I want those men out of there now.
I'm on my way, Steve.
Kavanaugh! Lieutenant Kavanaugh!
Yo!
Kavanaugh, watch that wall. Watch for a sign of cracking. Let me know when she's going to collapse.
Okay, Steve.
First aid. All first aid men stand by. We have men in that basement. They may be trapped.
And while Chief Cody watches for the first warning sign that the ruins of the second floor are about to crash down, carrying the whole internal structure of the building into the basement, Tim Collins, with Captain Jellybone and Smokehead McBride of the rescue company, has reached his goal, the vault where Mr. Lawley is imprisoned.
Well, the window's cleared away, Captain. Just room for me to climb through if I go head first.
Now, don't snag yourself on what's left of those iron bars, Hooksy.
Yes, sir.
Get out of your coat and boots.
Help. I'm going to sink.
He's going to sink? What's he talking about?
Going to sink? Flash your light into that vault, Smokehead.
Help! Somebody help!
Oh, good grief. That vault is full of water almost up to the window level.
Pouring down from above, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Tons of water, Chief. Cody is throwing into the second floor. Pouring down the air ducts into that vault.
All right, mister. Hang on to those pipes. I'm coming in.
Give me a leg up, Smokey.
No time to lose, Collins. The safety doors at the head of the basement stairs have given way.
Huh? Well, how do you know? I didn't hear it.
Can't you feel, Collins?
Water. Water underfoot. Well, this corridor's filling up, too.
Get that man out before we all have to swim for it. All set?
I'm balanced on the sill. Now, give me a shove, Smokey.
All right, Collins.
Hey, you Smokey, what do you think I am? Diving beauty?
Come on now, show us how fast you can swim.
It's all right, mister. It's all right, somebody's here.
Hey, let's have some light, Captain.
All right, there you are, Hooksy.
In the corner, hanging out of those pipes.
Yeah, there we are. Now you can let go of your grip, mister.
No. Oh, mustn't let go.
Look, it's all right. It's all right. I'm going to get you out of this private swimming pool.
Don't drown. Everybody, drown.
Here, put your hand on my shoulder. Now, come on, it's your only chance. Snap out of it, mister. You're safe. If you let me save you.
Save me. Will you?
Come on, mister. Come on, mister. This is the fire department. You're safe now. Let go those pipes.
Fireman came to save me.
He's almost out of his head, Captain. Got a grip on those pipes like iron. I'll have to pry him loose if I... Ow!
What's up? Are you all right?
Yeah, it's okay. He just shifted his grip to my shoulder. Who'd think he had so much muscle?
Well, that's the only reason he's still alive.
Yeah. Well, we're coming out. Stand by to catch him.
Step on it, Hooksy. The tide is rising out here in the corridors. I'm up to my knees already.
All right, here he comes. Like shoving a sack of meal through a porthole.
Well, keep coming, boy. Smokehead has his head and shoulders.
Well, here's the rest of them. There.
All right, Smokehead. I'll get that man over your shoulder. Get him outside.
Hey, Chase, to pull out.
Who's that coming?
Pavo! We've got our man. Help Smokey carry him to the ambulance.
All right, give me a
Smokey, come on. Now, Collins, can you make it? Can you make it, Collins?
Coming out now, Captain. Another minute and I can swim right through this window. All right, now give me a hand, sir.
All right, now swing around, Hooksy. That's it. Come on. Come down. Feet first.
Like this?
Yeah. That doesn't... Yeah. Here, grab your coat. Throw it away.
Got it. Yeah, my boots. I got to empty them out. Maybe... no fish in them yet.
Hooksy. You're in, all right.
Yeah, sir. In water up to my waist, but... Oh, you men...
Well, never mind now. I'll tell you later. Here, get a hold of these gas tanks.
Yeah, where's the burner? We cut the bars out of the vault window with.
And I've got it. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, what about the axe? We can't find it on this black water if we...
Let's go, son. Smokehead took the axe, and that man Lawley, one in each hand. Now let's go.
Oh, something happened. Upstairs.
It's be happening down here in a minute. That second floor is going to crash through.
Oh, good grief. We've still got 50 yards to go.
Now, we may not make it, boy. You know that, of course.
Sure. But we can keep trying, Captain.
Right. Oh, you have a right to be scared, you know, Hooksy.
Me, sir? But what's the odds? We did our job, didn't we? We got that man out. We did what Chief Cody ordered us, didn't we?
Don't mind me, Hooksy. I was just sort of wondering what you're made of.
Sir?
You're in, boy. You're in.
There you go again, Captain. In what?
Never mind. I'll tell you later, I said. Just keep smashing along.
Yeah, here's the garage. Only a little more way to go.
This doesn't know it. Here comes.
Outside the building, out in the street, Chief Cody stands for a moment silent as the echoes of the falling debris die away. This is what the chief has dreaded. The fire-gutted interior would collapse before the men of the rescue company could be reported safe. But before he can turn his full attention to digging them out, he must then order...
Close in! All companies, close in! Down that wreckage! Bring every pipe to bear!
And then, running toward the rescue wagon, he shouts...
Truckmen, this way! Picks and shovels! Men trapped under the ruins!
Hey, Chief Cody! We're okay, Chief Cody!
We're reporting, Chief Cody. We got that man outside.
Collins, Captain Jellybone, am I glad to see you.
Any more men in there, Chief?
No, we're all clear now.
Now, with no lives in danger, Captain Jellybone and Tim Collins are free to find other work. They check on the condition of the man they rescued and find Mr. Lawley resting comfortably on a stretcher.
I must send a memo. One of your men find my secretary, Captain, to take a memo to Mr. Hewitt.
Well, now, it's not going to be easy to find anyone in that crowd, Mr. Lawley.
Well, if it's important, Captain, maybe I could...
Something about your experience, Mr. Lawley? About how you got locked in that vault when the electricity was cut off?
Just a matter of organization, Captain.
I see.
You see, under our Plan D, that's our plan for protecting the company records in case of fire...
Yeah, so I understand. Your job was to carry those records down to the vault and lock them in the waterproof compartments and...
And so on and so on.
Yes.
And since those records are vitally important...
Well, they must be to risk your life to save them.
My duty, sir. My duty under Plan D. But since those records are priceless, I feel that in our new building...
New building?
Yes, new building, of course. The work of the Mechanical Standards Company must not be interrupted. We'll rebuild immediately, of course.
I see. And you want to send this memo to the company president about the new building?
No, about changes in Plan D. Since our records are beyond price, I feel it should be Mr. Hewitt's privilege to protect them, to guard them with his life.
Captain, does he mean that? He thinks it's such an honor it should go to the top man in the company?
That's it, isn't it, Mr. Lawley? The next time, if there's ever a next time...
I feel it should be Mr. Hewitt's privilege as president of Mechanical Standards Company to go down with the ship, so to speak.
Oh, good grief, Captain Jellybone. This is the first time I ever met a man who thinks it's a privilege to get trapped in a vault full of water in the basement of a burning building.
Yes? Well, Collins, would you like to meet another man like that?
Well, what do you suppose Captain Jellybone means by... You can't blame Tim Collins for being puzzled. But there's no time now for the young fireman to answer riddles, because Chief Cody needs all hands to knock down the last remnants of the fire in the ruins of the Mechanical Standards Building. For the end of the battle, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody with a suggestion for a plan for your own defense against fire. Do just as the regular firefighters do. Know your defenses and how to use them. For instance, know the exact location of the fire alarm boxes near your home, near or in your school, and near any place you go regularly, like a theater, clubhouse, or even the corner store. Know how to get to the nearest fire alarm box wherever you happen to be. And sometimes, in sudden emergency, that knowledge may save lives or property. But that's all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters! Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.